Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You get a hold of us through the phone line there. What's that number?
It's 877-931-4TNT-4868.
Email.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Call push for the address. You want to mail us something?
The official Todd and Tyler
Facebook
Radio
page,
Empire Facebook page,
Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah, most of the prison guards already have the address.
That's
so just
true.
Ask them.
Yeah,
it should be posted up in your local jail or prison.
That's generally where we get mail from.
Yep.
We are celebrating National Menudo Month.
That bandage kid. They just to shove a new 12-year-old Puerto Rican kid in there, right?
Or the soup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, soup. I'm thinking of the band. You know me and my Menudo.
I do.
Who are the famous guys that were in Menudo?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin guy?
Yeah. The famous U.S. guy. I'm sure down there they're famous.
Anybody else go on to have some solo fame?
Not
Menudo?
Don't care. Probably out in the U.S., maybe not.
Of course they did. Yeah. Of course they did.
I don't think my daughters were ever into Menudo.
No.
But that might have been about their time. Might have been a little before their time, actually.
Well, they just replaced guys in that
they've
band.
They've been around.
They just replaced
forever.
Those guys in that band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you age out of
yeah,
that
you age
band.
Age out.
It's I know they were into NSYNC.
It's like the Boy Scouts.
Boy band goes.
Yeah, it's like the Boy Scouts. You age out.
And who was NSYNC?
I don't care.
Timberlake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey Fat One is hosting a game show on one of the game show channels. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Backstreet Boy, right?
Yeah. No, he was in sync.
Oh, he was, okay. Yeah, he was in sync.
Yeah. I don't know what his personal life's like.
And your daughter was, well, they're broken up now. Is One Direction all broken up
One Direction,
now?
Yeah, but they all got solo careers and kick ass, I guess.
I did see yesterday you can do, coming up in September, it's back-to-back nights at Fenway Park in Boston. It's like, you know, two of Boston's biggest bands, Aerosmith one night.
New Kids
on the Block the other night.
All right.
It's like a Friday, Saturday. So if you want to make your plans now.
I guess we don't need to ask who's cooler.
Aerosmith.
We don't need to ask.
No.
Actually, I think it's Aerosmith and Extreme the first night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, again.
More than words. Aerosmith's cooler than Extreme.
Yeah.
But isn't Extreme a Boston band as well?
I think they might be. You're right, Puss.
I don't know.
They're from that area?
I don't remember. They might be originally from there.
So does Billie Eilish get the big grimy bump? Did you check on
Didn't care.
iTunes?
I would have if I cared.
I hammered, it was a radio station out of Seattle. Now, granted, a fine town, but I hate when towns hammer our town. And they're having a contest there. I retweeted it out if you guys saw that. Cool bands, crappy towns. And they're flying somebody to Omaha to see Billie Eilish.
Ah.
Is that how you pronounce her name? I don't know. What it
is. Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, how about SE music? I've said the whole word, and pretty cool town. And again, people love that because screw you.
Right.
It was a kid, one of those KISS stations, one of those top 40 KISS stations out in Seattle. The crappy, so cool bands, crappy towns. No, you have that exactly opposite. How about S-bomb music and a pretty cool town? I know we're not Seattle. I get it. Shut up. That's your promotion? That's your radio promotion? You elitist pricks? Seattle's not listening right now. I'm just saying that. Yeah.
But in this case, Omaha would actually be a destination.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I know, like, the whole promo was crappy.
I know.
The billboard says, yeah, cool bands, crappy towns. So that means they're going to other towns they think are not as cool as Seattle. And they're and by the way, all that music sucks. So they're sending you to see crappy bands, you know.
But if we didn't know Omaha.
Lizzo in Wichita.
And
you know?
We were working in Seattle. We would think that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but I know that. But I saw it was once it's social media, though, I get to hammer them back, and I did.
But we know Omaha. Yeah.
And yes, Todd, Billie Eilish has two albums in the top five on iTunes.
Yeah. Well, didn't she set some kind of record? You know, best record, record of the year.
She won, she won all the big, like the big four.
It was like a clean sweep.
Song, album, record, and best new artist.
I mean, where do you go from there at age 18?
Down.
Because sometimes when
all that pop music goes away anyway.
You rise that meteorically.
Right.
The fall is just as quick.
Yes, it is. Especially with that kind of music.
She seems pretty talented. She seems like the type that could maintain.
I couldn't tell you what any of her songs.
That's kind of brooding music.
All right.
She was on SNL a while
ago. I know, but I zoomed through those. Like Buzz. I stick with Halsey a little bit because she's so freaking hot.
Again, the last 4 or 5 years, they've averaged about one musical guest a season that I want to hang with.
That's about it.
And
are they live this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is it?
J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah, and who?
And some country douche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's country.
Combs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Country
Luke?
Combs. Yeah, Luke Douche Combs. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So trucker hat.
You won't need to hang with it.
No.
I'll probably have to fast forward through that.
Yeah.
I did listen to the entire second Halsey song, but it turned kind of country at the end.
I didn't look at that because she wasn't dressed all sexy. She just had she had a blouse on.
That's
wants to see that.
She was dressed up like she was going to bust into country music.
Yeah, I liked her. Yeah.
Yeah, the previous song, she wasn't as covered up. But
no, her ass was hanging out, riding a bull.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, a barrel. Wasn't even a mechanical bull.
That's true. It was a barrel, wasn't it?
Because there was a guy behind her moving it.
Was there? I didn't see that. I couldn't tell. Right. It just threw her off.
Yeah, so far there's not been one yet this season.
One season.
That I want to hang with. No. Because it's Luke Combs this weekend and Justin Bieber next weekend.
Oh.
So,
that sucks.
Yeah, no.
That'll be a hoot. Get to see Justin.
No, you don't mean
You go
that.
Ahead.
You don't mean
Let
that.
Let me know.
Bringing Jesus to SNL?
You're just trying to be hip is what you are.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, man,
no,
Craig.
No, that's not right. Not right at all.
We got a guy named Jorge checking in here. Didn't know there was a menudo group. Thought we were talking about the food.
I didn't even know what the food is.
Yeah,
what
see,
is
I didn't
what
know there was a food.
I didn't know there was a food.
It's a soup.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Is it a soup or a stew?
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing.
Well,
kind of.
People argue that.
Yeah.
Is it different?
I'm not going to.
I think that you can say such and such is a soup and such is a stew. However, the line differentiating them, once you get there, I think it's tough to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that one go. I don't have an opinion.
Well, to me, a stew is a little bit thicker.
I know it's food.
Really?
I thought
really?
Me and Jorge, I thought we were Puerto Rican from way back, man.
I'm with Tyler. I had no idea there was
I thought it was a band, Menudo.
Jorge thought it was food.
Oh, he did?
He was not aware there was a group.
Oh, then
Menudo.
Jorge's wrong. With a name like Jorge, you think
Menudo.
Well,
Jorge might be a little younger than us.
Yeah, he might be. And he might not be Puerto Rican either.
And what's the difference between Menudo and what's the soup that our chef buddy Gene likes to make? Albondigas.
I have no idea what that is either.
Gesundheit.
Yep. Get that
I'm
checked.
Unfamiliar with that.
Yeah. It's a Mexican sous or soup or stew or a sous.
Right.
If you combine the two.
Right. Jesus. Move on.
Some people go with stoop.
Yeah, I like stoop better.
That too.
Yeah.
That works.
Good stoop.
Saturday Night Live star Bowen Yang opening up about his experience with conversion therapy. He told
funny,
the New
man.
York Times.
I think he's funny.
Who's this?
The Asian guy on the SNL now. I think he's really funny.
What was the line in the medieval times sketch?
When he goes, he called him, the Mongolian is
here.
Yeah,
the Mongolian.
He goes, no.
No. No. So
that was great.
Nobody goes to conversion therapy voluntarily.
No,
do
his parents, probably put him there.
Yeah.
His parents made him do conversion therapy when he was 17.
I couldn't tell that.
That's
guy
when
was
they
gay.
Found out he was gay. So you send him over to the conversion therapy. He said the first couple of sessions were talk therapy, but according to Yang, things got crazy. He recounted what he calls his second coming out to his parents when he was away at college, when he revealed that the therapy did not work. He shared how he questioned if the therapy could work out of fear of disappointing his parents. He says they are coming to terms with his sexuality on his own terms.
These morons that try that to this day are crazy. Because, first of all, if you're straight, that'd be like saying we can turn you gay. Now, a lot of these conversion therapy people probably are gay.
Maybe that's what they see.
They're hiding in it. Yeah, they know.
Maybe that's what they see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They think that they
most
could
states,
be gay.
Most states, it's illegal now.
That at any day, they could be switching to gay.
Most states, it's illegal now, and they try to make it illegal. I don't know about our state. Our governor thinks weed is makes you jump out of windows.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
In his weekly column to some website, I don't know.
Right. Straight out of 1947.
Dumbass.
Holy God.
Yeah, Craig. Made a girl jump out of the window, he quote, and he also made, made a dude commit suicide.
Because he was depressed.
He was depressed, and the weed threw him over the edge, and another dude thought the dead was pretty cool. Not what he was. No, there was one other guy. He lists three examples of people that died because of weed, he says. In his article.
Yeah.
In his article.
Digging the dead was the worst part of it.
And there was a third one. I forget what it was.
But
it was,
he didn't address...
So he doesn't do his research or he listens to morons.
Yeah.
Total. And he's a big pharma guy,
both.
Too, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Right, so...
That's who he listens to.
Yes, big pharma.
The pharma guys.
Yeah.
No, opioids. Really. You know that weed kills
the opioids
people.
Aren't a problem. They don't make you depressed.
Right.
They don't make you jump out of windows.
This whole state is drunk.
They don't turn you into heroin.
I don't like that part about this state. I mean, I don't hate that part about this state. I love that. Nebraska is just drunk all the time. It's just drunk. Omaha and Lincoln are
drunk.
A lot
of people, yeah.
They're just drunk all the time. So shut up about your weed scare.
And there's parts of all of the Midwest.
Are drunk all the time.
And methy.
Oh, and methy. Kind of methy.
Right, yeah.
But weed, you can't vote for a Democrat. Though.
Right, weed is the devil.
Can't do that.
And what am I going to do? Vote for a Democrat?
Nah, you got to vote for Ricketts. Yeah. Or the next R.
That is the worst possible option.
Or the next R that hates weed.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, the D's are the worst possible option.
Communists.
Yeah. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home. Isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dominique Caretsos is a sex trends expert. I don't know how you get that title.
Study it.
Yeah.
Studying sex trends.
Oh, you, sex trends. I thought you said sex trans.
Post something on the interwebs.
Trends.
I guess you hear what you want to hear, huh?
Let's say you're a sex trend expert.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's self-proclaimed.
She's a sex trends expert from Healthy Pleasure Collective.
Pleasure.
And she has revealed...
What is a Healthy Pleasure Collective?
Yes.
Some sort of toy site?
I think so.
They have a little parties like is it Pure Romance?
I can't answer that. I don't know about their parties.
Double dong bashes, we call them.
She says she's got trends that she figures will be big, sex trends that she figures will be big in 2020.
Are we into these, Craig?
2020. These includes attitudes to sex,
all right,
as well as specific technology. And no, Tyler, we are not.
Well, we're kind of freaky.
Yeah.
But we don't have the chance to be freaky, right? Is that what you're trying to say here?
Yeah, but it's more than just being freaky.
Okay.
It's more than that. For instance, apparently one of the trends that we are going to be dealing with in 2020 as far as sex is sacred sex.
What's that?
Rather than meaningless sex, 2020 will be all about genuine connection and treating sex as a more intimate act. Establishing personal pleasure and genuine connection. Now, this may not be for married people or people who have significant others. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're telling people just don't just bang, get to know them first.
Yeah, well, right. Not necessarily first. Yeah. Treat sex as a more intimate act.
Oh, so you actually
like kiss them?
Have to lead up to it?
Right. Establish personal pleasure and genuine connection.
Learn their name.
What's my name?
No.
So the one-night stand is passe?
No, I don't know where you're getting that from what I'm reading. I just don't know that.
You're making love to her. You can make love to a one-night stand.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where you're getting that.
I love
they
you.
Say it's time to recognize that sexual wellness is different to the act of sex. Think meditation during masturbation. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're going to be doing in 020.
Meditating and masturbating simultaneously?
Meditation during masturbation as part of your sacred sex like technique.
How do you do that, man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think go to class.
I think I'd forget I was masturbating when I start meditating.
I think so, too.
I would just sit there and I'd be like, oh, what's my hand there?
I would have suggested
it's always
got
there.
An immediate answer.
The owner of my yoga studio that they do a meditation while masturbating class.
Right.
You should teach it, Todd.
Probably going to have to invest in some blinds before that.
Tantric sex with plenty of eye contact.
No way.
We're going to be doing that.
And no orgasms? Yeah.
We're going to be doing
tantric sex means no orgasm, right?
I don't know anything about it.
Just delayed. Not necessarily.
Oh, Sting doesn't even have orgasms.
I think at the
sure
end.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
like
later.
7 hours later.
Yeah. Well,
but I think if you
hurts the cannolis.
If you surveyed most women and most people for that matter, they don't want to spend 8 hours having
no,
sex.
No, nobody does.
And talking about your souls aligning.
Yeah, we ain't any of this crap.
Oh, yeah, this is way.
That's a trend.
Holes
for this
aligning.
Year.
You know, I can see holes aligning.
Yeah, but that's not a trend.
No, well,
that's just the way
necessity.
It is. So these are some of the sex trends of 020. Another trend of 020 in sex, apparently, and this, you know, doesn't apply to you, Tyler, although, I guess, strong vaginas.
As opposed to
think Kegels and building your pelvic floor. Vaginal strength can help reduce incontinence as well as improve your orgasm.
How do you do that, puss?
I'll show you at the break.
Just to clinch your taint a little bit.
Got it.
Same thing. It can help guys, too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That's what Puss told me.
Another trend for 020 is happy vaginas. So we got strong vaginas and happy vaginas that are trends in 020.
Happy.
Happy vaginas. We'll see more products than ever that don't interrupt the pH balance of the intimate areas. Apparently, pubic hair soothing bath drops will be among many of the products appearing this year to ensure a happy, healthy, balanced vagina.
I had more questions about the
soak your pubes in bath drops.
The Gwyneth Paltrow candle, because vagina in many different states can
smells different.
Can smell differently,
right?
In many different states,
not physical, not states like Michigan or
No.
Means
like
I haven't noticed a difference.
I think the examples he cited were like a postmenopausal vagina. As opposed to one that's not, because you know, 1 week a month, your premenopausal vagina will likely smell different.
I thought you were thinking that the Jersey chicks smell different. You know,
well, that too.
They do.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, the women of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the state of where it's at in its life? Well, is it in a state of is it moist?
Is it freshly scrubbed
or moist?
Yeah.
Or is it worked out?
Yeah. Just got a workout?
Yeah.
It's going to smell.
Or you just worked out.
Yeah. It's going to smell differently.
Like an hour on a 10-speed or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Jen in Atlantic, Iowa can give us some insight.
I'm sure this is why she called.
No, she wants to talk about meditation and masturbation.
Okay. Do you do that?
Can you do both?
Well, yeah, kind of. It's called oming. It's like this big movement. I don't even know how I got into it, but basically you set a timer. There's you have to create a little nest. You have to, you really get into it. It's awesome. You should do some research.
Oh, so you just go, om. No, hold on. If you're doing that.
No.
That's what you said. Omi. Exactly. They do that. Om.
Well, OM, orgasmic masturbation.
The OM stands for orgasmic meditation.
Okay. You make noises when you're meditating besides the usual masturbating noises?
She makes noises. I'm Google it or YouTube it. I'm telling you,
okay.
It's a big deal.
Okay. Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yep.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Do you live alone?
No. So, what, I have a significant other.
Can he hear you in another room if you're just taking care of yourself?
No, it's not a one. It's like a two-person thing.
Two people. Not, okay. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody's helping
you
out. Okay. Yeah. Well, now I'm more intrigued by it. Yeah. I feel weird in there by myself going, oh.
Yes. Right. No, just YouTube that stuff and,
If I did that with my wife, I'd probably want to have sex.
Well, apparently you do.
Does it lead to sex?
Well, you know, you can work up to that. Sure.
Okay.
Right, there's no rules that say you can't. Yeah. You can, you know, do you.
Push is YouTubing it right now. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Thank you.
Thanks for the tip, Jim.
Good luck, guys.
Bye now.
This is us. Oh, man. That's how it sounds like on Puss's farm when everybody's oming it. She was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. I didn't know it was somebody else.
We didn't know it was a thing.
No, I didn't know.
She's way ahead of us. But that didn't take much.
Thank you.
When you start laughing, when you go, oh. I guess there's a noise you make. I don't know why I keep saying that.
Oh, that's supposed to be the, and again, this could just be Western yoga commercialization crap.
Yeah.
So they can put Om on a tote bag.
That's it.
Yeah, or a t-shirt.
You are going to, this is your new cause. Do you like yoga for exercise, but stop all this crap, you know? Stop all this aloha. I don't want to pee. Is that what it is? We say goodbye to each other. I want to pee.
That namaste.
That's it. Same
supposed
thing.
To be a Sanskrit greeting. Yeah. And Om, I've been told.
It's crap.
I don't know if this is crap, but Om is the sound that the universe makes.
You should open a place called Yoga for just regular dudes and chicks.
Well, they have classes now. Like that, you see that Payo? It's a combination Pilates and yoga. That's just...
As an Asian card game, I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah, it's just yoga moves and Pilates moves combined to get you in shape.
Got it.
I thought I played that at the casino.
Yeah, right.
Payo?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Pai Gao.
Pai Gao.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
As long as there's an Asian girl in there, I'm fine.
You say that about a lot of things.
And I mix up the races, too, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Hispanic, Asian.
And your menudos.
They're my go-to. Yeah.
Mix up your menudos.
They're my go-to. And you white chicks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.